Trump, wounded National Guardsman Andrew Wolf fighting for his life. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 30, 2025. President Donald Trump revealed that one of the National Guardsmen who was shot in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday is fighting for his life. When asked by a reporter on Sunday on Air Force One if he had spoken to the family of Andrew Wolf, 24, one of the National Guardsmen who was shot, Trump said he had spoken to both families. Trump also added that Wolf's parents are unbelievably great people who want everyone to pray for their son. "Have you spoken to Andrew Wolf's family, and can you give us an update?" a reporter asked. "I have spoken to both families," Trump responded. "Well, I mean, I can give you an update. They're devastated. Does that make sense to you?" "Of course," the reporter responded, asking, "Can you give us an update on Andrew Wolf's condition?" Trump responded by sharing that U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, 20, one of the West Virginia National Guardsmen who was shot, is no longer with us. On Thursday, Trump shared that Beckstrom had died. "Andrew is fighting for his life," Trump added. "His parents are unbelievably great people, highly religious people. And, they're praying, and they want everybody to pray for Andrew. He has a chance to make it." Trump continued to describe Wolf's parents as being so positive. As a result of the shooting, which led to three people being shot, the White House was placed on lockdown, Breitbart News reported. During a press conference on Thursday, U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Jeanine Pirro identified Beckstrom and Wolf as the National Guardsmen who were shot. Pirro also shared that they had been sworn in less than one day before the attack on Wednesday. Breitbart News reported that the suspect behind the attack was identified as 29-year-old Romanella Laconnell, an Afghan national. Laconnell was reported to have entered the United States under former President Joe Biden's Operation Allies Welcome Program. CIA Director John Ratcliffe also revealed that Laconnell had worked with the agency as a member of a partner force in Kandahar, Afghanistan.